Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Lord Jesus, open the scriptures to us. Make our hearts burn while you speak to us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The two disciples recounted what had taken place on the way, and how Jesus was made known to them in the breaking of bread. While they were still speaking about this, Jesus stood in the midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." But they were startled and terrified, and thought that they were seeing a ghost. Then he said to them, "Why are you troubled, and why do questions arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. That is I myself. Touch me and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you can see I have." And as he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While they were still incredulous for joy and were amazed, and he asked them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of baked fish. He took it and ate it in front of them. He said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you. That everything written about me in the law of Moses, in the prophets, in Psalms must be fulfilled." Then opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." The Gospel of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So, after the resurrection, Jesus is the same, but also transformed. So that's why the disciples were incredulous. How he has bones, how he can eat. That's the mystery of our life. After resurrection, we still have body and our soul. So important to keep our soul clean and always doing the will of God. This is to keep our life always in the will of the Lord. Because in heaven is the people who love one another. If we do not love one another, how can we say we take part in the life of God? God is love. That's why we have to remind ourselves, no matter where we go, we are to witness this God who is love. So witness doesn't only mean preaching, talking, speaking, but you have to trust every word of the Lord. Jesus said, "Whatever you do to the least, you are doing it to me." Do we believe that in every person there is a presence of the Lord? Can we do give something good to others as if we could give to Jesus? So ask Jesus this transformation of our mind, that the disciples, they were in the beginning incredulous, but of course afterwards, especially if they descend the Holy Spirit, they were transformed. We have received the sacrament of confirmation. Ask the Lord, give us this transformation. We tell the Lord, "Lord, we follow you, we believe you. Help us to love all people as you would love them. Seeing each person as we would see you. Because you have said once, whatever you do to the least, You are doing it to me. Lord Jesus, give us this grace that today, starting from today, we want to see every person. Jesus, we love every person as you would have loved them. Mm-hmm.